And
are you James Niederlin?
Yes.
Am I pronouncing it correct? Okay. Hi. I was just on your website last night.
You were.
Is some of your taped conference calls there?
Did you enjoy them?
Yes, I did.
Good.
I wonder if that's Alice. Alice, is that you?
Hi. Well, I think what we'll do now is begin the call. So if whoever's on the call, I know we just have a few people, we can even begin by introducing ourselves, and I'll start with myself. I'm James, and I am the host for today's call, and I am experimenting today. I'm recording this, so it may be available on the Marketing Sense site as a training to listen to or elsewhere. So would you like to introduce yourself? And Evelyn, I know you already did, but you can do so again.
Okay. I'm Evelyn, and I'm from Washington State, near Seattle area.
Great, great. Anyone else?
This is Sally Roper from Clear Lake, Iowa.
Hi, Sally. Welcome aboard.
Hi. Thank you.
Hi, Sally.
Hi.
Is there anyone else? Oh. Sounds like a few more people getting on. Welcome. We're introducing ourselves, so if any of y'all would like to introduce yourself, you're welcome to. It's not required. Okay. Well, we have at least three time zones represented. I'm in New Jersey, so we have New Jersey, Iowa, and Washington on board. That is great. What I would like to do is, since we have so few of us on today's call, I'd like to determine your level of expertise with Marketing Sense. Are you beginners, or have you used it for a while and have some specific questions you'd like to answer? I like it when it's small like this because we can make it much more interactive. So, Sally, do you have any experience with Marketing Sense yet?
I just unmute my line. I've been using it for just a few of my warm market contacts, but I have some shares bought in the infomercial show, and I'm anxious to be able to plug those in as soon as I get some leads.
Got it. Got it. Okay. Evelyn, you have what's your level of use with Marketing Sense?
Well, I think maybe just a pinch more than Sally's. I do have the website on the SLS site as well.
Okay.
I've gotten that set up, but I haven't had enough time to experiment with that and see what that whole deal is.
Yes. I have shares in that too, and at this time I have not received any leads, so I'm not even sure of the status of what's going on with that right now.
Did you get an email from them the other day saying that they're still getting their act together?
Yeah, something to that effect, yes.
Yeah, I did too.
if any of you, something that is interesting, this is an aside and not the focus of our call, but there is another infomercial type thing. It's not really an infomercial, but something that can generate leads that's happening. And I'm not really promoting it, but one of the parts of it is that there is a radio show that comes on at 12:30 Eastern time tomorrow that y'all can listen to if you have internet access, and you all can write this down. And I am actually being interviewed about Ningxia Red and some of the other Young Living products as part of that. It's a half-hour radio interview. You might find it interesting, and it's www.wwrl.com 1600.com. It's a radio station one can listen to on the internet, and at 12:30 Eastern Time, which would be 9:30 a.m. Pacific Time, that show will be on, and I'm going to record it also, so that recording will be made available as well, because I know it's pretty interesting, because I was there, and I had fun, so it's probably pretty good. Now, what we can do, why don't we all, does anybody have any questions about Marketing Sense at all that they would like answered from this call today? I think I'll since there are, it seems, very few of us on the call, I can begin there. So are there any specific questions?
My name is Sherry Padilla. I'm in Wichita, Kansas, and I just signed up for all of this stuff, and I'm kind of overwhelmed. I signed up for the cards and the website, and I got two domains, and I signed up for some Marketing Sense leads.
Okay.
And I've got these leads. In fact, I called one person this morning and told them about the call today. And of course, it was short notice, but I didn't call anybody on Thanksgiving. I have three leads coming in from the Marketing Sense leads.
Okay.
And they're really great. And what do I do? You know, I'm calling, I'm sending him emails. He's asking me questions about things, and where do I go from here?
Okay, so that's one question. We'll get to that, Sherry. Okay, and that's a good question. That definitely is. What this conference call tends to usually be is more the nuts and bolts of how to operate Marketing Sense. And I'd like to go into
how to go through each thing and do that. It's not what you do when you get the leads.
Well, we can talk about that today, though. I opened it up for that because there's so few of us on the call, and it does seem like the other two women, Evelyn and Sally, that have introduced themselves, also are in a space where they know how to use Marketing Sense, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, either Evelyn or Sally, and it might be more beneficial to learn what to do with leads once you have them. But let's do a little bit. I know there's some folks on the call that have not introduced themselves because I've heard enough beeps. So the first thing we'll do is all of us, we all, to get the most benefit out of this, want to be at our computer. So, and I hope you all have high-speed internet. I'm going to go at a pace that assumes you all have high-speed internet. If anybody does not yet have high-speed internet, and that means either a DSL line or a cable modem, in my opinion, I think for a business builder, that would be a step that one would take before even obtaining Marketing Sense. Time is precious. It's more valuable than money, I believe. Money, I can always get more money, but I'm given 24 hours in a day, and I also believe I'm given so much time here on this planet, and that's it. So time is very precious, and anything that will give me more efficient use of time is extremely valued. So high-speed internet is one of those things. Now,
When I don't want to be talking, like now I want to do, what is it, star what?
Oh, to mute yourself, you can do star six. That way you'll mute out any background noise. And we're doing very well right now because there's so little, I don't really hear any background noise. So that's good. So you star six to mute yourself, star six to unmute yourself, which is a, yes.
This is Evelyn. I have not star sixed yet. Would you like me to?
You're okay, as long as there's no noise in the background. I think you're fine if you plan to be doing dishes or going to the bathroom or something. Might be a good idea.
I think the only thing that could happen is the other phone could ring or the dog could bark.
Okay, well, it's a good practice just to mute yourself when you're not talking. You just have to remember to unmute yourself, which you do by star sixing again. And I think the conference call line announces that to you. It says you're muted or that you're unmuted so that you know. If your phone, like my, I have a cordless phone and I just hit the mute button on my phone and it mutes me out. I find that easier than star six.
Okay.
So those two ways are ways in which you can mute yourself.
Okay, great.
Now, so what we'll all do now is go to www.marketingsense.com. And what should come up for you all is a very beautiful page that has a few smiling and athletic-looking women on it and a plant with dewdrops on it and very colorful with kind of burgundy or dark, deep red in the background. Do you all have that on your browser page now? Well, good. I will assume that you do. If anybody doesn't, please let me know, because the way in which you'll get the most value out of this call is to keep up with what I'm doing. So this is the home page, and the beauty of this is one can log into one's back office from this. We're not going to do that now, but the way to do that would be with your Young Living member ID and whatever password you created. But we can also look at a demo back office from this page, and that's what we're going to do. And if we scroll down a bit, we'll see Terry Williams, Diamond Master Star of Young Living, a little bit about it on the left, how it can take your essential oil business to the next level. As you scroll down, it tells you can get 30 days for a dollar, which is a great feature because it really gives a person the opportunity to test this and see if it works for them. Though, I am truly of the belief that we need to do things for at least 90 days and give it an all-out effort for 90 days before we can even begin to see whether something is valuable for us or not. And in the case of advertising, I find that it's more like a year. And I view this as advertising, the way I use Marketing Sense. And so I really would say give this a year before you really make a judgment as to whether this is even beginning to work for you or not. So as we scroll down this, we get to the they're kind of windows, I guess. One says Ningxia Red Introducing the Juice, click here. And the other to the right of that is click here for the entire Ningxia story. And these are little demo clips of the full Young Living Ningxia Red DVD. When one goes to one's My Ningxia part of the website, one can view the whole DVD. It's a beautiful feature that is on this website. And you can show a person this example here without even going onto to your landing page. But then if we
excuse me.
Yes.
Could I ask a question? I can't seem to get an answer. What's the difference between Ningxia Red and Young Berry Juice?
Very good. And what's your name?
Sherry Padilla.
Sherry Padilla. Excellent question. And there's people who have been around Young Living for a long time that still don't know the answer to that. I
no,
do. So you're asking the right person.
Cool. Okay.
So first of all, it's not Young Berry Juice. It's Berry Young Juice. And the way I view it is we have a juice called a Wolfberry Juice. Before June, the Wolfberry Juice was called Berry Young Juice. In June of this year, the Berry Young Juice was reformulated, incorporating the wolfberry pulp and peel, which made it much stronger, much more healthful, much more antioxidant than it previously had been. This new juice was called Ningxia Red. I believe Young Living was planning on discontinuing Berry Young Juice at that time. However, there were some Young Living distributors who had made a substantial investment in a web-based advertising campaign using Berry Young Juice. So to honor that, Young Living kept the name Berry Young Juice. However, the Berry Young Juice we have now is the new reformulated version. So it is exactly the same juice as the Ningxia Red. In other words, we have one juice with two different names, Ningxia Red and Berry Young Juice. Other than the name, there is absolutely no difference in the juice. The juice itself is the same. Does everybody understand what I just, my explanation?
Okay, does that mean that eventually the Berry Young Juice is going to, that name is going to go away and it's going to incorporate to Ningxia Red, or is it going to stay two separate?
I don't know the answer to that.
Okay, because one of my contacts, one of my leads this morning was asking me that question, and I said I'm not sure, and I kind of have heard that before, so I kind of said some of that, but I wasn't sure.
It might or it might not. It really doesn't matter. We have a super juice, and it has two names, Ningxia Red and Berry Young Juice.
Okay, well, that's good. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, so as we scroll down a bit, we come to a big sign up now button. That is what somebody who wants to subscribe to this website would click on to sign up now. The purpose of today's call is more for people who have already signed up. Well, is there anybody on the call who has not signed up that thinks they might want to? Okay, so that's how you would guide somebody to sign up, by clicking on the Sign Up Now button. Below the Sign Up Now button, we have three windows, if you will. And these are very nice because we can view the different sites. So what we get with signing up for Marketing Sense is we get a back office, which I think is the beautiful, most valuable thing about Marketing Sense, is what the back office does. And we get two separate websites. One is the what we call the business marketing site, and that is on the left there. It has, you can't see them very well, but it's a picture of Terry Williams and Jeffrey Lewis. So if you just bring your cursor anywhere into that window and click on it, it's going to open up another browser which shows you the Marketing Sense website. We have a page there with Terry Williams and Jeffrey Lewis. You could click inside to either one of them to view them. But this is by, you will get an address, and this is where your prospects will land when they go to the business part of your website. So I just wanted to show you that. You can demo the whole part of this to anybody you're showing this to. Why don't we click on the continue button? It's at the bottom of that page. And if we click on the continue button, it'll bring up the second page. There you see Janet McBride says, if you scroll down further and click on the continue button again, we see Bodil Anderson. And as you scroll down a bit, there is a something about the Essential 7 kit. You could. So this is what the business part of the website looks like. It's really focused on the essential oils and how one can use the wonderful oils to bring us into financial freedom. So why don't we do this now rather than go further with this? If you go to the upper right of your browser, at least if you have a PC, I know it's done a little differently with a Mac, but if you close this browser window completely, you're back to the page that has the Sign Up Now in front of you. And I'll assume, because nobody's saying they're not caught up with what I'm saying, that you're all there. And now you have those three little windows under the Sign Up Now button, and let's go to the one on the right. That's the Ningxia marketing site. And if we bring our cursor inside there and click on that window, it brings up the My Ningxia part of your website. My understanding is, because Marketing Sense is always a work in progress and responds to a lot of distributor feedback, that the business part of the website will have a look more similar to the My Ningxia part of, or the Ningxia Red part of the website. It's going to have that, maybe not the bright red. I'm sure it won't be in the same color scheme, but it'll have more of this kind of a flair to it in the not too distant future. So where we have the page, it has the Ningxia Red bottle on the left and the As Seen on TV on the right with the little Ningxia Red shot glass. And if you scroll down this page, I really love this page because it has the bar graphs. And what I always do when I promote Ningxia Red is I promote the power of the wolfberry, its antioxidant strength, and also how Ningxia Red compares to the other juices on the market. I really don't go into that unless somebody questions me, how does it compare to Noni or Goji or Zango, some of the other juices on the market. And if they do, right here on this page, you can show people very easily the antioxidant strength of Ningxia Red compared to some of those other juices. And you can also, from this page, click into the video if you want and watch that. But we won't do that at this time. So this is what the My Ningxia part of the website looks like. And what we'll do is we'll X out or close this browser window. So we're back to the page that says sign up now. And I will assume that we're all there, that you're all caught up with me. Very good. So the middle of those three screens under the Sign Up Now button is the View Back Office. And I'd like us all to click into there because this is what is very exciting about the Marketing Sense website. This is what I use it for. And Sherry, to address your question about this is how we work with our leads. And what I find wonderful about this website is that it follows up with leads for me. It is when people land on this website on the internet and fill out the contact information, they now become a prospect, and they automatically get emails. I can follow up with them myself, and also people I meet. Sherry, you mentioned getting leads from this commercial, how you're anxious to plug them into this website.
What I'm wondering is, now this one person that I was talking to this morning, when I talked to him the first time, I gave them my two websites, and I said, you can look at that, because it was the day before Thanksgiving. And I said, you know, Thanksgiving is coming, so I'll just give you this information, and if you would like, you can look at that. You can call me or whatever. And when I talked to him this morning about this call, he was asking me questions like, how do you do this and do that? And so I was thinking that either he didn't go there or the lead that I got, it's Marketing Sense, the lead thing, Marketing Sense Leads.
Right.
I got that. I didn't know if I was supposed to download it or what I was supposed to do to get them on this. Do they just automatically go to that because they're...
Okay, so what we do to view the leads that we have... you know, we'll get there. So that, again, I'm going to put that question off because I just want to show you. You should all have the page up in front of you now that says Home, sort of at the top, and it says Welcome to Marketing Sense in the middle of the screen. And it has all these tabs. Right now, the highlighted tab should be My Account. To the right And when you signed up for Marketing Sense, it did bring you through the account setup wizard. To the right of my account, there's a tab that says configuration. Okay, and in configuration, if you click on that, it shows you it. Now, you all should have the business site configuration up now. It shows you what your web address is. From here, you can upload a photo, so that will come up with your contact information. As you scroll down, you can also create a personal profile and save that, so that'll come up with your contact information. And as you scroll down to the bottom of this page, or near the bottom, it shows you have a choice of two landing pages, landing page one, landing page two. That's where people are going to go to when they're directed to your website. I pick landing page one because, to me, the whole purpose of Marketing Sense is so that when people land on the website, they're encouraged to fill out their information so that now they will be in my contact manager and will begin to receive emails. The website doesn't help me much if they just go to my website, look around, and leave. I have other websites that do that very well. But the beauty of this website is they come to this website, they choose to look around, and now the follow-up happens automatically. So you want to choose, in my opinion, it's a no-brainer on this one. I cannot see any reason to choose landing page two. I would just choose landing page one with this. So let's scroll back up to the top of this page, and the box on the left of where it says business site configuration. On my screen, it's a white box, but different people with different screens, it may not look white. But this is where the different choices that you have that you can do with this. And there's a few beautiful things that you can do from configuration. But right now, we're going to that box on the left, it's highlighted a business site. If you take your cursor and go below it and click on product site, the product site is your MyNingxia website, and this is where people will go when you create a website address. I think when you enroll with Marketing Sense, it defaults to your name, but you can change that, and as long as the address isn't taken, that's where people will go to. And we do have a new feature that's added with Marketing Sense that I'll explain in a minute. But as we scroll down with this, and if I'm going too fast for anybody, please, I want you to ask me questions. I'm relatively familiar with this site now, so I may go kind of quickly, and I used to work in the computer industry, so though I'm not more computer literate than my friends who still work in that field, I'm probably more computer literate than most of my fellow Young Living distributors. So please slow me down and ask me questions as I'm moving along, okay? I don't want to be moving too fast for you. Okay, so as we scroll down, what I want to point out are your choices with the MyNingxia part of the website. We have a choice of four landing pages. And I'm going to describe them very quickly to you. Landing page number one, people would land on and they fill out this little, they register and then they can get more information. They can move into the website. Landing page number two, it offers them a free sample. So you're encouraging people even more to land on there. If they fill out their information, you will send them a free sample. Know that if you choose landing page number two, that the people that end up on your prospect, your Ningxia prospects, probably filled that out expecting a free sample. Okay? And landing page number three, people can click through and view the remainder of the website without filling out their contact information. Again, for me, I don't see the reason for having landing page number 3. I want people in my contact manager when they come to this website. That's why I'm spending $20 a month for this website. Though there are people that do not want to compel people to do that, so they would choose landing page number 3. And landing page number 4 is the landing page that I use for this. I like it because it has people that look young and vibrant and healthy. It has a little bit of a different look than the other 3 landing pages.
I have a question.
Yes.
This is Sherry Padilla. When I got my domains, I got both the business and the Ninja Red.
Correct.
And you're talking about these landing pages. I didn't do that. All I did was get the 2 domains, and I went to the view business and view product, and I didn't see all these different landing pages.
Okay, excellent. So you're learning something on the call. That's very good. It defaulted to landing page number 1 for both of them. So you do have a landing page. But now you know that you have a choice of what landing page you want to use. So it's very easy to change. You would log into your own back office. And then here where we have, you see there's a little circle to the left of, like where it says landing page number 1. If you wanted to choose landing page number 2, you would click in the little circle to the left of landing page number 2. Then click on the button underneath it that says Save Changes, and boom, your landing page is now landing page number 2. So it's very easy to change. And if you change your mind, you can always change it back. It's very versatile and easy to do.
So I do have a landing page on both of the things, but I can change them around as long as I'm logged into my own marketing sense.
Correct.
Okay, well, I didn't know that. That's great. Okay.
And there's even, and if you get more into web marketing, you can even send people to your different landing pages. But that's a little more complicated, and I don't want to go there right now. The easy way is just to pick your landing page here, and that's where people will go. So it's a very powerful tool.
And you said that landing page 2 for the first thing that you were talking about was not the one to go to, that you should go to landing page 1?
Well, it's my choice to go to have people go to landing page 1, because if on the business site, if they go to landing page number 2, they'll never end up in your back office by landing on your website, because it bypasses that.
I have 2, so that's what my problem is. These prospects that I'm having are going – they're getting to landing page 2 as opposed to 1, so I'm drifting in limbo because I don't know what to do. Is that what I'm doing?
So you've selected landing page 2?
Well, I thought the little drops were cute. Rose and what's his name? I thought it was cute. And
oh, okay. I'm with you. Yes, it is cute.
Am I talking about something different?
No, you're not. You're not. So what you have done by selecting landing page number 2, probably none of your prospects are ending up in your website. That's correct.
That's where my problem is, that I don't know, I'm stuck. I don't know what to do. So I need to change that landing page back to 1?
Yes.
Okay, I'll do that.
So that's the first thing you want to do. Very good. Okay. Good. These are excellent questions, because this is very important to know, and that's the purpose of this.
I'm so thrilled with this whole thing, looking through it, and I don't even know who my upline is. I can't even find them. I'm just doing this on my own, and I don't need anybody, apparently. I need you or someone to just kind of direct me on these little things, but apparently my sponsor started doing Marketing Sense, and they did it for the month or something, and they're not doing it now. So I feel that if I went to that person, they wouldn't know what to tell me anyway, because they're not doing it for some reason. I can't imagine why.
Well, so that's
sort of without.
Well, you're not, though. That's one of the beauties. Another beautiful thing about this website is the training we provide. It's a weekly training on Saturday and also the first Thursday of the month. And I'm going to jump to this now, because this is very important, I think, for everybody. So Well, you know, instead of jumping to here, let's stay on configuration. I want to show you one more thing. This is a new...
Stanley. James, this is Stanley. Hi.
Hi, Stanley. Glad you're on the call.
I wanted to know... thank you. I'd like to know, when somebody comes to a landing page, I know the first landing page you spoke about, it would be one of those two, either Frank and Rose or the other one. But how do they get to this landing page if there's... I mean, I don't understand.
Which is this landing page?
The Ninja Red.
Well, the when we sign up for Marketing Sense, we are given both a Ninja Red site, or what's called a product site, and a
so
business
there are two
site.
Different domain names?
Correct. So if
okay.
you scroll up to the top, we should all be on the product site configuration
yes.
page right now. And if we scroll up to the top of that, you see just a little bit below it says custom website address.
Yes.
So that will be, in your case, it's probably stanley.myninksha.com or whatever you selected, .myninksha.com.
I didn't realize there were two separate sites.
Yes, you get
okay.
two separate sites with Marketing Sense. It's wonderful. Maybe we'll be going for a third. I don't know. But, okay. Now, the one other, and that's a very good question. So I'm really liking this. People are asking excellent questions today.
Okay.
Yes.
This is Evelyn, and I have a question.
Who is this?
Evelyn.
Evelyn, yeah. Okay.
Okay. It's about the different landing pages that our prospects come to.
Yep.
Now, I went to Networks Domains, and I got my own domain names for both the Ninja site and the Marketing Sense site.
Okay, so before your question, hang on, Evelyn. I'm glad because that was the next place I was going to go to. I want everybody to do this. On the upper left of the product site configuration page, there's a white box, and right now we're all in product site. Immediately below that, it says Networks Domains. I want you all to put your cursor there and click on that. Okay, Evelyn, go on with your question.
Okay, now in the Marketing Sense and the Ninja site, we have different landing pages that they can hit on. Now, I want to set up my network's domain name so that it goes directly to the landing page that I selected. What must I tell network's domain? I don't know what the right word is to link it up to the correct landing page.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes, I know what you're saying, and I... Okay, well, if we scroll down, let's see, because I haven't done this, okay, and I probably should have looked at this a little more before I did the call today. But step one is you get a domain. Okay, so we're all in the net. We should all be in the network's domain page, and here it describes that the first thing you have to do is there is an instruction manual you can look at, and you would click somewhere, well, it says click here to select a new domain from your domain store, and then you would transfer an existing domain to us. So it looks like there would be a way. I don't know the exact way to do it, and it would probably take me just a short while to work through this. But what there's some place in there where they're going to have you tell them what you want the domain that you purchase from them to link to, Evelyn. And I'm not sure. I'm sorry. Because I haven't done this myself, because I have my own domain and I'm linking to Marketing Sense separately from this. It doesn't make sense for me to have this.
So then I should just send an email to tech support and ask them the final.
Yes, this would fall under the auspices of tech support. So why don't we jump from here? That's a very good question. So if we go to the tabs at the top, and let's jump to the far right where it says training and support. And if we click on that tab, that's interesting. It's changed since I've last. They don't show it to you here. You have to be a Marketing Sense member, okay? But what this page will let you do is email either Marketing Sense. So a question like Evelyn had, she would email Marketing Sense, and they would answer the question. A question relating to the leads and the lead store, you would email Leads to Wealth. And then a question maybe about pricing or something to do with enrolling with Young Living, you would email to Young Living. And there's options under training and support that will give you all of those choices on who to email. So that's very important. And Evelyn, I think maybe what I will do for the next call that I host, I will get up to speed on network domains so I can answer that question. But I'm sure, Evelyn, it's just by going through the registration process, you've already gotten a domain name? Evelyn? Hello?
Sorry, I had star 6.
Oh, okay. Have you already gotten a domain name?
Oh, yes.
So there should be a...
I just want to make sure I go to the right landing page.
Well, you see, your landing page has a web address. You
right.
see, and for the Ninja site, it's right. Goland 1, Goland 2, Goland... Like, there's a slash.
Right.
And you have to pick which one.
Right.
You know,
I want number one on both the Ninja and the Marketing.
Yeah, so the after like your name dot marketingsense.com, then it would be slash Goland 1, and that would give you number one. And for your Ninja one, it would be your name dot myninja.com slash Goland 1.
And you think that'll send people who are using my personal domain name, it'll send them directly to my Goland page.
Right, but it's only going to, I believe, your domain will only go to one landing page. So you can't, I mean, it's either the MyNinja one or the...
No, I have 4 domain names.
Okay, so you can direct them 4 different places with the 4
right.
domain names.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Very good. Okay, but that's how you would direct it.
Okay. Thank you.
So that does answer your question then.
Yes.
Very
does.
Good. Very good. Hey, very good. Okay. Now, so we've done a little bit with the configuration here, and that we're on the network domains right now, even though I did have you click on training and support. So, but we can't really view all the training and support stuff from this demo website, so we're not going to do that. But one thing to know, when you have your own Marketing Sense website and you click on training and support, you can hear recorded calls. Since I'm recording this one, maybe it will go up on the Marketing Sense website, and I'll have to talk to Tracy about that and see if she wants it. But it can potentially go up there, and then it can be listened to. But there's some other excellent calls up there. There's also the schedule of all the calls that we have that are up there. And so there's some very powerful training tools. And every time I look, there's an additional training tool up there. I know there's some great documents that can be used for presenting our personal care items that Terry Williams used in her breakout session during the convention. I think they're even improved from what she used back then because they've been tweaked and made even better from what was used back then. So they're up there where you can download, print them out, create overheads from them, there's just every time I look, there are more powerful and newer training tools that are available to us there. So that's an excellent part of this website and what it offers.
I have a question. This is Sally.
Yes, Sally.
Do you have to subscribe to the website in order to get that training? If I just send someone to my landing page, can they access the training?
No, they can't. They have to
okay.
subscribe to the website to get the training.
That's what I thought. Thank you.
And for $1 for the first month, they can look and see what's there. And knowing that there will be newer and more training continually added, I mean, even on just the training that's available, I think that this website is worth the $20 a month that people would be spending. I am a real believer in this website because of all that it can do. And I'll let you know, I was a little bit slow to come on board because, of my own... My own reasons that had to do with the presentation of the initial landing page, but I quickly came on board when I realized as soon as it became available, I got it and I began to play with it and I realized the power of it. And the beauty of it is that the designers of this website, and I think I'm actually part of the design team in a sense now because my input is requested and valued, that so many improvements are constantly being implemented so that it gets better and better and more powerful because the people that are, quote, in charge, it's really all of us that are in charge of it. Our input is valued and it's responded to. So this website continually grows and expands and it gets better and better. Okay, so let's go back to the tabs on the top. I would like to go to the contacts page or the contacts tab. So let's click on that. And what comes up when y'all click on that, you should see a list of contacts. These are people that have come to this website. And right now the top one should be someone named Cynthia Gerard. Do you all see a contacts page that says prospects, and the first prospect that you can see is Cynthia Gerard? Very good. So if you move your cursor over Cynthia Gerard and click on her, you're going to see some information about Cynthia Gerard. You'll see her name, email address, phone number. You'll see that she's active. In the middle part, you see that she's on day number two of the autoresponder messages. And there's more information. If you scroll all the way down to the bottom of the page, you see that she lives up in the Northeast, even further north than I am. And you can see that it's colder where she is even than where I am. It's cool. But we are hitting winter, so that's normal for this time of year. And also there is a notepad above there. And the nice thing about the notepad, if you click on insert timestamp, you can put in a note about whatever kind of conversation or action that you took during this time with Cynthia Gerard. Now, if you scroll back up to the top of this page, there's a few very powerful things that you can do. There is a blue strip immediately below where it says contact details for Cynthia Gerard. And in the middle of that blue script, or towards the right of it, it says phone scripts. If you moved your cursor above the phone script and clicked on that, another window should open up, and a little box comes up. It says select. If you click on the down arrow, and you will see you can either pick prospect interview or prospect interview 2. And if you click on either one of them, it's a guide to talking to somebody. So if you're not sure what to say to somebody on the phone, or your downline who you've introduced this website is a little bit leery of what to say, this gives them a guide as to what they can say. I myself use the prospect interview too. Until I created that, I used the prospect interview, which was created by Tracy, and they're both excellent. And even though I am very rarely, those of you who know me know I'm very rarely, if ever, at a loss for words, I use these scripts because I find the scripts to be very helpful. And for me, I've even done trainings on the prospect interview too, and I use this script, and by using it, I've integrated it to where I don't have to read it anymore. But it took a lot of practice with it for me to be able to integrate it. I find it a very valuable tool for helping me spend as little time as possible with people, getting the most I can out of our conversation. So I encourage you all to learn about these and learn how to use them. And the beauty of Marketing Sense to me, or a beauty of it, it isn't even whether I enroll people or not. I think that's just an added bonus. It's as much that I get practice talking to people. I love it because I get practice talking to people, and I get my organization on it, and they get practice talking to people, because a lot of us really, that's the area where I needed to grow and improve, and this website gives me that practice. So, okay, we can X out of that window. And another nice thing that you can get, let's say I called Cynthia up, I got left a message. She wasn't even there, and I left a message. On that blue strip immediately to the right of phone scripts, there is something that says send follow-up email. And if I click on that, it comes up with another little window, and there is a little box where you can choose email follow-up. And if you click on the down arrow there, you get a choice of several different types of follow-up emails, and one of them says prospect left message. So I left a message with Cynthia. I would click on prospect left message, and an email comes up. It has all her contact information, and at the bottom of it, it would have my contact information. In this case, it has the demo site's information. And I would click send email, and it would go to Cynthia. And then I would go back to my little notepad and type in a left voice message. Well, I would insert the timestamp so I would know the date I did it. And then I would type in, and I'm going to do that now, and type in left voice message and then sent email, even though I didn't. And I would go up to the top where that blue strip is on the left, click save and go back, and now I'm back to the top level of the contact page. I've gone through a lot right here. Do any of you have any questions?
Yes. Hi, James. It's Stanley. When you said you clicked save and go back, I don't see where that is.
Are you in Cynthia's page now?
Yeah, and you...
On the upper left, on the left part of the blue strip up above her name?
Well, I'm in the window that says email follow-up. Is that where you were just now?
I was in... Let's see. I clicked on send... You're in the send a follow-up email?
Yeah, okay, I'll get out of this.
Yeah, X out of that one because you've already sent that, supposedly.
Okay.
And
okay.
Now you're back to Cynthia's little page there.
Yes.
And if you click save and go back, it saves whatever you put in the...
in any of her information, right?
Yeah, so now you see where it says the notes? All the way to the right of Cynthia's little row there, and it should say not contacted. Are you in the prospects page?
Yeah, I'm where all Cynthia's. Oh, okay, I'm going all the way back to where all the prospects.
Yeah, because when you click save and go back, it saves whatever information you typed in the notepad.
Okay. I didn't want to click on save and go back because I didn't know what I would be doing to anything. So, okay, I'm
well,
back.
Well, this is a demo site, and I don't think it really matters. So
okay,
now you see to the all the way to the right of Cynthia, it has November 26th, left voice message, sent email.
Yes.
And it has a little time stamp there, 12:24 p.m., well, the date and time. That's because I typed that in the notepad. So when going back to your prospect page, you can just very quickly view all this stuff and see which prospects you contacted when and who you want. Or, and by clicking in, if you went back to Cynthia's individual page, there's a box you can click to tell you that you actually contacted her. See, I didn't click it because I hadn't contacted her, but I might have just to show you. And then it would not anymore say not contacted, and that would show me that I actually talked to that person at one time.
Right. Okay, sounds great. Thank you.
You're welcome. So we're really coming. Now, one other thing I want to say about this page, the white box on the left lets you navigate through your different type of leads. So let's say I want to look at my what it always defaults to is the prospects. Those are the people that have been on my landing page for the business site. That's the default one. But let's say I want to see the Ninxia prospects who's landed on my Ninxia page. And you would go to that box on the left there, and there's a bunch of things. And the third from the bottom says Ninxia Prospects. And if you all put your cursor there and click on that, you'll see a list of different people. These people have been on the Ninxia part of the website. So you all should have a page up, and that the top prospect says Mary Meisinger. Do you all have that? Yes, no?
I clicked on the little Ninxia tab. Ninxia customers, is that where I should go?
Well, I wanted you to click on Ninxia prospects.
Oh, Ninxia. Oh, sorry. Okay.
That's okay. So click there.
I see Cynthia Gerard again.
On Ninxia prospects? Or did you click on prospects, Stanley?
There's a little tab that says Ninxia Prospects on the right where it says manage this contact.
Okay. You were in the contact. I want you to click save and go back.
Okay. All right. Okay, I went back. So.
And now, actually, that's good that you did that. Well, because what I want you to do now is now you don't see Cynthia Gerard there anymore, correct?
No, I don't.
Because you switched her, and this was the next thing I wanted to demo, so this is very good. So you see the box to the left of where it says prospect. It has in red, it says new contacts.
Yes.
Go down to the third item from the bottom of that little box, and it says Ninxia Prospect. Click on Ninxia Prospects. And now a list of people will come up. The third from the top will be Cynthia Gerard.
Right.
Because you switched her. You made her a Ninxia prospect. So let's say you had talked to Cynthia Gerard, and she wasn't really interested in the business, or maybe, but she was much more interested in Ninxia Red than in the oils. So you switched her over to Ninxia Prospects, and now she's going to get autoresponder emails telling her about Ninxia Red.
Okay, so when I was in her window and I clicked on Ninxia Prospect, I actually moved her.
Correct.
Okay.
So you can move somebody. And let's say somebody signs up as a distributor. You can actually move them to be a distributor, and they'll start getting emails that are appropriate for someone who is distributing, their distributor training emails. So it's very, you can switch people's categories. It's a very powerful tool.
James?
Yes.
This is Evelyn. Could you walk us through that switching that Stanley just did by mistake?
Yeah. That's because this was what I was going to do next. So where are you, Evelyn, right now?
I'm on Mary's page for the Ninja Prospect.
Okay, so let's say, why don't the second person down from Mary is Benita Shear, correct?
Right.
I want you to click on Benita Shear. And now you see Benita's information come up, correct?
Right.
She's from New York. Aha. Okay. Now, to the right, it says manage this contact. Do you see that? All the way to the right of the...
Okay.
Do you see where it says manage this contact?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Now, let's say you talked to Benita and she loved what we have to offer. She enrolled. She's a distributor. So what you would do, you see how the little dot is in the Ninja Prospects right now?
Right. Highlighted.
Yeah. What I want you to do is go up above that to where it says distributors.
Mm-hmm.
And put your cursor in the circle to the left of distributors and click there. And it should put the dot in or highlight that now. Does it do that?
Yes.
Now go to the upper left on the blue strip where it says save and go back.
Okay. Click.
And click. And what it should have done now, you'll be in the Ninja Prospects page, correct?
Right.
And you don't see Ms. Shear there anymore, correct?
Right.
Now, what I want you to do is go to that little white box to the left, and you see the entry that says distributors?
Yes.
Click on distributors, and there's Benita Shear. She is now a distributor.
Okay.
And she will begin to get the autoresponder emails more appropriate for a distributor, the distributor training ones.
Okay.
So this is a wonderful tool. And one of the things that you can do with this also is, let's say you have somebody, if Sherry is still on the call. Are you still there, Sherry? Well, maybe she isn't, but this is, anyway, for all of us, a very valuable thing. Let's say you have...
I am still on the call.
Great, Sherry.
I had to unmute.
So you've just purchased leads.
Actually... I have a question.
Okay, but hang on, because I want to go through this point. So you've just purchased leads, and they're getting this autoresponder thing, or they should be when you we're sure they're in your website. But the autoresponder campaign may run for a few weeks, but eventually it's done. And let's say the person didn't unsubscribe, so they continue to get the emails, but you haven't been able to get in touch with them yet, and they haven't enrolled. What you can do is you can restart their autoresponder, so it'll start back with day one, or you can switch them. Well, you know, they've been getting all these leads as a marketing sense, or these autoresponder emails as a marketing sense prospect, but, yeah, they haven't responded. Let me switch them to a Ninja prospect, and let's see if the Ninja juice turns their key a little bit more than the marketing sense did. So you can now have them start at day one getting the autoresponder campaign from Ninja Red, you see, from your My Ninja website. And it's a very good way to follow up on old leads that seem to be dead. You know, you can just restart them with getting different emails. It's a powerful tool. Okay, your question.
Going through this, that I didn't download the something, whatever we were doing there. I didn't download that right. So I downloaded it, well, went to my website, the Marketing Sense for Me, and downloaded that like I was supposed to. And now the three leads that I have received before I downloaded the domain thing right are not going to go anywhere, are they?
You're in your own back office. Is that what I'm hearing you say?
When we were going over the stuff and looking at things, I noticed on the something we were looking at. Maybe it was in my account. Let's see.
Are you in your own back office, Sherry?
I was.
Well, okay, so you didn't.
And I was going through all that, and then when I saw what we were looking at, that downloading it, and I was messing with that, looking at it, and listening to you, I realized that when I downloaded that the first time when I was getting all my stuff together, I didn't download it right. And so I went to my website, or to my Marketing Sense thing, and downloaded it and got my little thing on my screen and realized that apparently I didn't download it right, and I just did it so that the prospects that I have that I couldn't figure out what to do with won't be in this because I've already received them, will they?
Are you in your back office right now?
I'm in the test back office. I went back to the test to
okay, what? Well, this is a really not maybe a question for everybody, but what you need to do is go back to your back office and see where they are. And
I can do that later. I just was just asking the question is, since it wasn't downloaded when I got my leads, those three leads that I have already received wouldn't be in this process.
Well, they are. If you see them in your back office, they are in this process.
And if they are not in my back office, is there a way to put them there?
Yes. If somebody isn't in your back office, and this is the – right now most of us should be on the distributor page, correct?
Right.
Okay. So what you can do, and this is how we're going to close the call because now we've run over, okay? And it's my wife's birthday today, and we had something planned. So we're gonna do one last thing and then sign off for today. I mean, I could go on with these trainings for hours because this website is so full and there's so much here. And there's so much to learn. But this is probably one of the most important things, I think, to know with this website because especially for folks that I work with in my part of the United States, like I know Stanley, you're still on the call, correct?
Yes. Yeah.
You see, so for someone like Stanley, Stanley is in my organization, and she is more not – she's not so into web-based marketing, and you can correct me if I'm wrong anywhere, Stanley.
Oh,
But Stanley likes to go out and meet people. She's always out. She's kind of likes, like she's very social, and she gets contacts by being out. And in our part of the United States, New Jersey itself is the most densely populated state in the country. So it's very easy for us to meet people other than having leads coming to us on the web. So with that said, even though I live here, I'm very into having people come to my living room or come to my office on my computer. So I like getting leads that way. But what we can do is take the people we meet in the course of our day and put them in Marketing Sense so that they will begin to get the autoresponder emails. It's the most powerful follow-up tool that we could possibly have. What I used to do is that I would meet somebody, and I'd get their contact information, and then I'd call them, I'd send them an email. But if they didn't respond, I might call them a second time, but that would be that, certainly three times, and they would be out. That's my policy. But with this, I now put them in here, and they keep getting emails. And you never know with timing when it is right for a person. Like, I may contact somebody now, and they're not calling me back because it's the holidays and they're busy. And maybe after the holidays and they've eaten a whole bunch and they feel bloated and sick, and suddenly something about Ningxia Red clicks with them. They get an email. It talks about how they can lose weight and speed up their metabolism. It's after the holidays. They're ready for it, and now they respond. You see, so by putting them in Marketing Sense, the follow-up continues without me physically having to take time to do it. I only have to take time once by putting them in here. And the way we do that is we go up to that blue strip at the top. On the left, it says Add New Contact. Put your cursor up there. Click on that. And a screen comes up. You just put in their information. Really, the important stuff is their name, phone number and email address, or really their name and email address. Their phone number too, because you will want to call them at some point. If they don't have an email address, there's no point in putting them in here. Don't even bother. The whole purpose of this is so that they will get these emails. So you have to have their email address, name, email address, put their other contact information in. Now, as you scroll towards the bottom of this, you can pick the category. So what I do is I use leads, but let's say there's a warm market. Warm market, now what I want you to do is click on that little arrow, the little down arrow to the right of where it says leads, and it gives you all the choices of different categories. And what they will do is get emails appropriate to those different categories. The warm market are wonderful emails for people you already know. They're warm. They're like, you know this person, you already have a relationship with them. Leads is appropriate for somebody who I've just met. Maybe I had a table at a street fair or an expo, or somebody I met in the store. That would be a lead, okay? I often put people here that are distributors. I had somebody enroll as a distributor, and I put them in the Marketing Sense as a distributor, and now they're getting distributor training. Or I may switch somebody. They were a lead, they became a distributor, and now I switch them to distributor. Or they were a lead, and they really don't want to distribute. They love the Ningxia Red. They're a customer. I switch them to Ningxia customers. Okay? Now, the other thing you can do here is there's a little promo code. You don't have to fill that in, but what that does, it might let you know where you met the person. So for me, I just had a table at the New Jersey Teachers Convention. So I had a little code there that I put in for all my leads from the Teachers Convention, and it lets me know when I see them in the contact manager that that's where I met them. That's where that lead came from. So the promo code is very useful in letting you know where the lead came from. Any questions? Because I think this is, to me, it's as powerful, or for us, it's as powerful as the leads that we purchase from Marketing Sense. This part of it, or maybe even more powerful. For some of us, it will be more powerful because this will be what we use. For me, I use both. I purchase leads and I use this. Any questions about this?
Oh, thank you, James. I understand a little bit more.
Wonderful. Well, thank you all for being on the call. You're all great. This call has been recorded, so it can be listened to again, and you can send people to it, okay, in the future. And it will probably be available on the Marketing Sense website in the near future.
James, do you have to be a member to get this call, or can you go to
the... On the Marketing Sense website, you and I will talk later, Stanley, and I can make it available to you.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you all for being on the call. You're all very... I honor you all for being on the call. It's very special when someone takes a Saturday afternoon special shopping day of a holiday weekend to focus on making this world a better place, and that's what all of us who are involved with Young Living are doing. So I really honor you, and I thank you for being on the call.
Thank you, James. Have a great day.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye.
Really straightened out a lot of things for me. This is Sherry.
Oh, wonderful, Sherry.
While I was listening to you, so I think that I can maybe go on to the next step.
Okay, wonderful.
Oh.
Thanks for being on the call.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks, James. Bye-bye.